For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Snoop Dogg indeed.
Seawalk Terror.
From the church Snoop Dogg. To the palace.
Yeah. Seawalk Terror.
Snoop Dogg.
Seawalk Terror.
Snoop Dogg.
Bank toy Boom. Drive what tomorrow.
You gonna do, cuh? Guess we're rolling in with them baby blue chucks.
Walmart in Pinellas Park off US 19.
I'm still working on these beats and keep a bad
right near where Gandy becomes Park. Can't miss it. Easy in and out. Come on by. We had a listener of ours. She's from down south. Very, very, very interactive fan. Like her a lot. Her name's Vanessa. And she made a donation and bought a bike already and put my name for pickup at the Pinellas Park Walmart. Nice. So she sent me that on Facebook. So thank you very much for that, Vanessa. And I'm sure a kid will wake up on Christmas morning with a toy, a bike now because of you. And we appreciate that very much. We're going to run through some news stories. But first and foremost, there's the one about, and by the way, about 10 people have tweeted me this today, a couple people on Facebook. So I know a lot of people know about this. You can run the Sunshine Skyway right now. Like, not right now, but they're setting it up, a 10K to benefit military families. They're going to shut the Skyway down. Right. Yeah, you don't have to do it while the cars are there. 6.2-mile race. I did 4 this morning, and I feel like I could do 6.2. I have been running a lot lately. I've been doing the elliptical, but I thought I'd get on the treadmill today. I did, like, 4, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm done.
This is running up the Skyway and then back?
6.2, yeah.
Wait, over and back?
See, the 6.2 mile race will start at the rest area on 275 just south of the bridge and will end at the north side of the bridge. So you don't have to do it in back.
How do I get? I have to drive back over the bridge though, right? To get home?
Well, you have somebody waiting for you.
How do I get back?
Well, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, me either. Boy, I hope someone did.
Good luck getting up the bridge. Running? You'd have a tough time walking that incline.
I don't think the incline's as steep as you think it is when you walk it.
It's pretty steep.
I'm trying to get Seth to do those.
I've already got major anxiety just thinking about it.
I know.
I'm telling you, I would rather be outside of a car on that bridge than inside of a car.
What?
I would rather walk up the bridge than drive up the bridge.
I would like to walk it just for the sake of walking it. Man, I wouldn't run it.
Now I'm scared. Like, I don't want to be on that bridge at all. I would much rather be in a car.
So you don't like the bridge either?
Oh, no.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one.
Well, I mean, you own being freaked out by the bridge.
It's just because of the height, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very, very daunting bridge. We had Seth ride in a... Didn't you drive, John?
Oh, yeah. I've done it twice, actually. Taking Seth over the bridge. It's a lot of fun to see Seth so terrified.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We had Seth on the phone with us, and he was freaking.
Yeah, we did it once live on the air, and then I think I drove him down for a weekend appearance he had once, and it was a lot of fun.
When I had an appearance, a couple years ago, it was my last one.
Because Seth wouldn't drive himself. He made John drive him to the appearance.
I didn't make John drive me.
He always rewards me handsomely.
I take care of my people, and John was going out there anyway. He was working the gig.
Oh.
So he drove me out there, and I made a bit out of it. I'm a weak, scared, frail man.
Well, do you love America?
I love America.
Do you love military families?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, the Armed Forces Families Foundation thanks you for your $75 entry fee, which I'll pay.
Oh, to be in the... Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know about that.
So you don't love America? You hate military families?
No, I love America.
The people left behind while our soldiers are serving this country.
It's very, very... There's a lot going on right now all over the world.
Stationed in Korea, stationed in the Middle East.
Yes, so I support those families in any way I can do that. Cool. But man, I don't know.
Any way you can do that?
Well, I mean, if you're going to front the money, Drew, it's really about the donations. That's what really matters. So as long as you donate the money in Seth's name, you can do the work for the family.
No, it's empty. Not a donation. No. It's an entry fee.
Entry fee, not a donation. It's an entry fee. That means you enter and that means you do it.
Yeah, but you pay my entry fee. Yeah. I don't show up. They keep my t-shirt. No, they're making more money at that point.
Yeah. You not showing up is not an option.
What are the options? Because you're not gonna do this.
No, I'm paying for you to do it.
Why would I run up the Skyway alone? I feel like I would need to
do it alone. You mean like 150 of your closest friends who are also running up the Skyway for this 10K?
They won't support me. They won't give me a Xanax if I need one.
They will. The people will love you.
I'll do it with you, Seth.
You're gonna run 6 miles.
Well, I won't be able to run, but
please.
I really think you need to do this to prove how much you love America.
Otherwise,
you hate America,
no,
clearly.
I don't. Well, you're not doing it. How do you prove that you love America?
Well, I mean, this is more about you overcoming your fear of the Skyway.
I've gone over the Skyway.
Running,
that's yeah.
You're gonna shut it down. Think of the publicity you'll get, because it's going to be quite the spectacle. They'll be shutting it down.
The pictures you'll get.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting publicity.
Oh, yeah. You gloriously crossing the finish line, hopefully with your facial hair grown back. crossing that finish line, you know? Oh, yeah.
Man, and I've never done a 10K before. I've done the 5K. But
sure.
So you're talking about doing a 10K
yeah.
and then going up the Skyway. Ooh, man, I don't know.
10K up across the Skyway, the whole thing. Think how much fun it'd be going down. Like, I would carry a skateboard with me, and then when I get to the top, I'd just get on a skateboard,
that'd be fun.
Ride down, until you get a little ant with an acorn. He's like,
my giant forehead is perspiring right now just thinking about it.
I can see. It's blinding me.
How often do they close it down? They've never done this, right?
They've never done this.
Wow.
Why start now?
Well, because
why don't we run up the Howard Franklin? Why don't we start with that or the Gandhi Bridge? Or why do we have to go all the way up the Skyway to kick this event off?
Not an option. Run the Skyway Bridge for Sunshine Skyway for a cause. 10,000 set to benefit military families. 10,000 people. Oh, no, 10K. Okay. 10K set to benefit military families. 10K.
When is this event?
Idiot. It is March 4th, 2018. It's a Sunday, Day of Our Lord. Jesus wants you to run. Run for Jesus and America and military families.
I'll do it if you guys do it with me.
I'll do it.
I need to start training now.
Cox would pay our entry fee, right? If we did it for Cox.
How do you get back to your car again? Now think about it. We all drive
right.
to the starting point.
Right.
Then we walk over the bridge.
Right.
And then we got to get back, though.
That's a great.
We have one person waiting to bring us back over.
Phoebe will be waiting for
Phoebe
us.
Phoebe would do it, yeah.
That's
yeah.
going to be a traffic nightmare with the tolls. And like
Yeah, he's right. We shouldn't do this. No way.
No, it's just an obstacle.
No, he's right.
No, this is not an insurmountable thing. We
can
do this.
When you're doing an event for the first time, you don't think about all the details.
No, we'll Uber.
What, pick me up at the Skyway?
Wherever we need to be picked up.
No, we're going
to
be all sweaty. They'd rather have us throwing up in their Uber than all sweaty bros.
You know, think of all the publicity it's going to get, and still people won't know about it. And then they're going to see people en masse running up the Skyway. They're going to be thinking a horde of suicidal people are just
it's
running
like
up.
Like a zombie horde.
Right? Like, oh my God, they're all going to kill themselves at the same time.
Oh, here comes North Korea.
You know?
As long as you would carry me over the Skyway, like, you know how when those guys are passing out and the marathons and those other bros carry them across the finish line? I won't be that tired, but I just want you to kind of carry me across the hump.
It's not what I'm signing up
How
for.
How many people you think? This is going to bring out a lot of people.
Hundreds, if not thousands.
Oh, okay.
The event will bus participants back to the start after the race ends.
Oh, I like that.
Bus. We'll be bussed.
What if I just run up the Skyway and then run back down, and that way I don't have to ride the community bus afterwards?
No, you don't
go
want
up to
do
the peak and turn around and walk back.
Yeah.
I like that's the same thing.
Back where my car is.
Yeah.
So everybody else is completing the 10K. You're doing a 5K up, 5K back.
Dude, what if we get to the other side and they go, "Hey, we had way more people than we anticipated. You're gonna have to wait 3 hours for the bus."
Ugh.
And then we're just trapped on the other side of the Skyway.
I'm more concerned about the public bus than the 10K itself.
Me too. I can handle the 10K and the Skyway. Screw a shuttle.
You can't handle running up the Skyway.
What are they going to do to our cars while we're walking the bridge?
Yeah, that's right. Seagulls are going to have at them. What's up, David? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to mess with Seth for a second. Wasn't it 1980 there was a big freighter that smashed into the old bridge and it collapsed and sent 35 people plunging to their death?
Yeah, that's why they built the new one. What are you doing? Do you hate military families that much that you want to drive people away from this event?
I'm just trying to scare Seth a little bit more. He's going to go running over that bridge, and another boat's going to crash into it, and it's going to send him plunging to his death.
Do you know how big that Skyway is now? Do you know how big a boat would have to be?
Yeah.
Don't ever listen to this radio program again.
Why do you want me to die?
Yeah, why do you want to freak Seth out like that?
I'm just messing with him, man.
Yeah, don't listen to our program anymore. It's not for you.
I don't want to die yet.
You're banned. You can't. It's not just that you can't call. You can't listen anymore, okay?
Bye, man.
Bye. 727-579-1025. I'm sorry he did that.
It's a tough radio station to work for, and people are rooting for your demise when you're trying to show your support for this country.
No, man, I just want to make you fear for your life, man.
Are they going to...
Big fan.
Are you going to walk one side of the bridge, or are they going to have all four lanes, and people are walking all four lanes? I'm concerned about the weight being lopsided on one side of the bridge.
Sure, sure, with all
that
those
could
people.
Just flip it.
Flip it?
Yeah, like, the bridge
could
flip.
I'm thinking people packed from the beginning to the end. It'll be so many people. Yeah. So once they get up there and they're all on the right side, that might be so heavy that it might just make it
He's right.
So why don't we just fall back and why don't we be the last ones to go up the bridge?
Okay.
And that
after
way
everybody weakens good. It?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
So we'll be the first ones to run up the bridge.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, we'll sprint.
We'll weaken the bridge.
Yeah. We'll sprint right up there. We'll just, you know, everybody's going to be pacing themselves because it's 10K. We're just going to go dead sprint.
All right. In all seriousness, I will do this if the whole show does it. I will not do it alone. There's no reason to do it alone. Although it'd be nice to give $75 to support our country. I would do it with the show. So
I don't want to do it.
With Drew paying everybody's entry fee. Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson said it, Beth, Seth. You are not alone. John would be more than happy to do this run with you.
Are you afraid or you just don't want to do it?
Kind of a little from column A, a little from column B.
Another day is gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here.
There's a chance that I could get up to the top of the Skyway, be so afraid that I would just have to crawl down.
I would do that. I could see that. Like, I remember when we were hanging out in Dublin. I don't think you were there. I think it was the year, maybe the year after. No. Gio was there, too. Man, when you get drunk, you do some dumb things. When you get drunk on whiskey, you do some really dumb things. And we all went up to what was the name? Willie's room? Remember Willie from Denver?
Yeah, I wasn't with you guys. I was fast asleep.
We go up there, and we decide everybody's going to go on the balcony. And then we realize that we can get onto the roof of the hotel from the balcony. And when you've been having whiskey, and you're in a foreign country, and you think you want to get on the roof from the balcony, you should not do that.
That whiskey.
And we did that. And I remember being up there terrified, just like, oh, my God, I'm on the roof of the hotel, and there's a street. And everything. So I crawl my way back in the window. I'm, like, on my back going, They stayed out there all damn night. I don't think anybody fell off.
Wow.
We didn't lose anybody, I don't think. Crash is still alive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep. Sure.
Didn't lose him.
All right, so who's with me?
I'll do it, but I mean, I just don't know that we're going to be on a similar pace, I would have to imagine.
How much is the entry fee? Well, like,
$75 bucks.
Drew will pay for it, right?
Yep, got it. Anybody who wants to do it.
We're going
to
get an Uber or we're going to ride the bus?
Uber.
Uber, yeah.
Uber. Uber. Totally Uber.
Yeah, an Uber.
Screw a bus.
Let's do it.
All right. I got something better than Uber for you guys. Me.
You're going to pick us up?
Yeah, I'll pick you up.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, man. You know, I don't want Kevin to be alone, just in case. So I'll probably ride along with Kevin. I'll pick you guys up.
We can watch the car.
Yeah. I gotta make sure he's all right. So you guys do it, and we pick you up.
John, how about this? How about I run past you, but I wait at the Skyway until you make it there, and then we go up the Skyway together.
What's the date on it? I'm just wondering if I could possibly be in any better shape by then.
Well, you couldn't be in worse.
The day you start getting in shape.
The answer is yes, you'll be in better shape by then. It is Sunday, March 4th, so you got a couple.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm in. I will do it and do it seriously. I will start training the day after New Year's.
I bet you Micah could run that thing before we even get halfway up the first side of that bridge.
She's already committed to doing it. Oh, she said, I'm entirely in for this run challenge for veterans families. Seth, after yesterday's very aggressive victory, I'm assured you can handle this. Hashtag what would X-Pac do?
Oh, man, I sent her a text message last night to just to make sure her family doesn't hurt me.
Her brother texted me last night.
No, he didn't.
So what's with you, boy?
Oh, wow.
Her brother doesn't have my number. 727-579-1025.
Jew boy's good. But yeah. Jew boy's fine.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Jew boy's good.
It's good?
Yeah, no, I'm good is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah,
I didn't
no,
mean
you
anything
are.
By the gesture to Micah yesterday after I defeated her in arm wrestling.
Yeah, nothing to be worried about. Yeah.
Horrid, horrid gesture you made to her. Hello, Jew Grab Alive. Who's this?
Me?
Yeah, who are you?
Hi, this is Kate. Yeah,
hi.
You had put me on hold about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
Transsexual what?
Yes, exactly. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
Oh, okay. Do we have a...
I'm working on it. I wanted to verify that I had them before.
Oh, thanks, John. That's very nice of you.
I'm just waiting. I was waiting to see how long it took to receive an email back. So.
That's super nice of you, John. Wait, so you're just hitting us up for some tickets?
Well, I really just called to ask about that company that sold the drones because I wanted to buy one for my husband for Christmas.
Drones.
So, but...
Do you know? You guys know what show or any of the shows here are promoting drones?
I haven't heard any drone talk.
I haven't heard a lot of drone talk.
I'm not saying that there wasn't.
No. It sounds like a Mike Calta conversation. Doesn't he have a drone?
I'm going to go Migs and Swig. I'm going to think like on a weekend, either Mo or Migs and Swig had a drone guest in.
No. Balls is out of the Balls box business. He's specifically selling drones now.
Balls drones?
Yeah.
He's gone from boxes to drones.
I don't know. I made that up.
I love that. That's a great idea, though. And you probably gave him a new business model. we'll try to find out, ma'am. I'm sure... you know, we have a lot of people who listen to the station hardcore and we love them. So maybe you saying that will make someone else hear and go, oh my gosh, yeah, Migs and Swig, they had a drone dude
the
on.
The chat room knows.
Oh, they do? Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me look in the chat room. 1 second. One second. There's, okay, you got T-Bone in there. You got Foxy95. No one's saying anything about drones yet. Hold on. Sometimes on a 30-second delay, so don't fret yet, my dear.
That is okay.
So she's hitting us up for information and for TSO tickets.
Well, I just thought I'd ask because it falls on my birthday, so I didn't know.
Well, what are the odds of that?
I'm sorry?
I said, what are the odds of that? But they're really 1 in 365. Or 366.
I know.
Leap day. So who would you take to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra if we give you tickets?
My husband.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Yeah. Get him a drone, take him to a concert. Cocaine and fat people don't mix. Someone just put in the chat room, so clearly not about drones.
Not about drones.
Stand by. They're typing about Mortal Kombat. I don't even think they're listening to the radio program in there. I'm not going to lie. Probably.
Oh, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah, they got their own show going on.
It's a sad state of affairs when we're relying on the chat room to provide information about what this lady needs.
Are you sure it was a drone?
Yeah, or maybe a clone?
Yeah, clone.
No, definitely a drone. It sounded like a really awesome company, too, because they also provide lessons on how to fly them and not
drone lessons.
Them, so,
was this an infomercial?
It sounds like it.
I know. Right, it sounds like it.
how come you didn't call the show when they were talking about it?
Yeah, why?
I actually don't have a cell phone. I only have a landline.
Oh, I love that. Love that. By the way, Gym Rat Steph is running the 10K. She would carry you.
She'll be running much faster than any of us.
Oh, she'll finish first.
She left out that she's running it right now with cars.
She's carrying a bicycle up to the top.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I could use a support system.
Yeah, well, she'll support you.
Of a whole nation.
All right. Well, let me see if this line 3 person knows. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Sir or ma'am, are you calling about the drones?
Yes. It was a trophy taker outdoor. It was a Saturday morning show.
We were dancing all around it. We got Migs and Swig. We had Mo. It trophy taker outdoors. Lee and those
guys.
Yeah,
we get up early. We take off early Saturday morning. We catch them every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Lee's the man.
Lee is the man. They're good dudes, man. They're real good dudes. Real nice guys.
And I bet you they were fishing with drones.
They're like, hey, let's get out there and get a drone and see where them bass are biting this weekend. Not that they talk like that.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't talk like that at all.
Very hurtful.
Sorry I did that.
No, they're good guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I've caught their show like a couple of times. I happen to be up and you tune in and it's like, what y'all think about jelly worms? I was thinking about taking them to Lake Tohopakila, going into some large round bath with them jelly worms. Don't you just hate it when you cast out and then you catch all them weeds? That would be my trophy taker outdoors. Cast out and you get in and them weeds. You think you got your bass pulling on your wire? And, man, got me a bass. And then look, you got a bunch of seaweeds. Like, I'll get that on there. You ever use brim for a bait? I like to use brim. You catch them with a little breadcrumb on a cane pole. You put them on. That's my fishing show.
Yeah, that's good.
Who's this guy? This is a great new character.
If I had a fishing show, that would be my my thing. But I suck at fishing. I'm bad at fishing. In fact, that'd be my show, Drew Garabo, bad at fishing.
We should all go fishing. We're already on the Skyway Bridge.
I'll fish afterwards.
It's the best fishing going.
The Flats Mafia guys had it all planned out and wanted to take us and. Huh?
Yeah, I told Jovan to set that up, and then I lost interest in it.
Yeah, then you guys didn't want to go anywhere.
Very typical of me to lose interest in it. It was Migs and Swig said it was us. He calls BS. It was not Flats.
What?
Uh-oh.
So, hold on. Swiggy just texted me, and he said, BS. Oh, goodness gracious.
Wow.
And this was our... They have a female drone person.
That's a lot of drone drama.
Is that Miss Shay?
Miss Shy? And I... Hold on 1 second. There's no way she's a drone person.
Whoa, why? There's no hot drone
people? She doesn't look like one?
I don't know. I mean,
he sent you a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, look it. That's the drone lady.
Oh, God. So that's the drone lady.
Oh, look at those drones.
Yeah, no.
There's no way.
This isn't a drone lady?
She got a couple of drones.
Yeah.
Swiggy does not lie.
Swiggy's lying in this case. He's pulling our drone.
Send us a picture of her controller.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind doing a flyover, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't. I don't know what you're saying at all.
It's drone humor.
Oh, okay. Ma'am, it was probably Trophy Takers Outdoors, but if not, then Migs and Swig. Either way, wake up early this weekend and call all the shows and ask them. And we still don't have an answer on the TSO tickets for you.
Well, I got an answer.
Oh, and it's not good, probably.
It's maybe. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's okay. Either way, it's fine. I just thought I'd ask.
You know what we could give you, though? We still have a bunch of compact discs laying around, I'm sure. If you would like 2 CDs, we could give you 2 CDs. Do you still have a compact disc player?
I think my Jeep does. I think so.
Would you?
I just got it. I'm pretty sure it does.
Oh, that's great. Would you like 2 CDs?
Well, that sounds very lovely. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. We just, you know, the record companies give us these CDs. And then they only ask that in return for granting you these compact discs, that we get you uttering the phrase, Drew Garabo, I would love two CDs. I know it's silly, but the record company demands it.
What record company?
It's PolyGram. And if you could just say that exact phrase, the phrasing has to be just right. I'll count you down and everything. That is, Drew Garabo, I would love two CDs, two compact discs, of course. But you have to say CDs because the record company is so weird with their rules.
Of course.
Right, mm-hmm. Clearly. So whenever you're ready, three, two, and one.
Drew Garabo, I would love to CDs.
And I think the way she said that, she knows what's going on.
Yeah, she does.
A little bit. I listen every day. You're the only station I have on in my car.
Ruined it. Damn you for listening so much.
How stupid do you think these people are?
People are stupid, Seth.
You got to try.
People are stupid. I was very distracted by Gina Morales' Facebook post. I don't know what's going on there, but holy crap.
Oh, with the legs that she just posted?
She can't be doing that.
Why not?
Because she's in my friend area.
It's going to get some heavy likage.
Good God. What is she doing?
Distracting you from doing your D's Nuts jokes.
Ma'am, I'm trying to talk to you about this D's Nuts joke, and my good friend Gina puts it on Facebook. First of all, those shoes, though. Secondly, I can run the world in these hashtag tights. My goodness gracious, is that. Do you see that photo, John? That's a powerful woman wearing powerful clothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, now go sit down. She's a friend of mine. So, dear, I don't know about the tickets to Trans. I wish I could give them to you because you played along with the two CDs thing magnificently.
That's quite all right. I thought I'd give it a shot. So I don't even know if I could for sure get off work anyways, but I was going to try.
I tell you what, call us tomorrow. We have nothing going on for 12 hours. We'll talk to you for at least 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. God, if you enjoyed this 7-minute 45 conversation, call us tomorrow and we'll do 27 minutes 45 easy because, you know, it's our toy drive.
You're going to be down at the toy drive, right, at Walmart off the 19 Pinellas Park?
That's the one. Yes, ma'am. 6A to 6B.
Well, I have a whole box of toys I was actually donated by our local Dollar General, so I can bring them down for you guys.
Well, we would love to meet you. Thank you very much, and please stop by and say hello, would you?
I definitely will. You guys have a great day, and good luck on the race.
What a man.
What race?
The race you're doing, you know.
10K.
No, all or nothing.
What do you mean all or nothing?
All
the whole
of us
crew?
Are, yeah.
I've never even run a 5K before, let alone a 10K.
Oh, they're easy.
I've never even run 8K.
Hey, we're going to all sign up, and then Seth, for some reason, he might not be there.
I'll go.
Yeah, you'll
go?
Promise?
Yeah.
You're going to show?
Yes.
Pinky's rare?
Yeah, I started getting in 5K shape for the turkey trot, which I did not do, but I can run the 3.11 miles without stopping, so I'll increase it. We'll get up that bridge together. We'll cry. We'll laugh. We'll cry some more. I'll throw up.
Oh.
And then Drew pays for the Uber to get us back home.
Perfect. Think of the military families that we're raising money for, too.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm doing
it. Me, too. I'm doing it because I love America.
There's a lot going on in the world right now.
For sure.
Can we have a meal after?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What, on what side of the bridge?
There's that little fish restaurant that's right on the south side.
Oh,
that's
excellent.
Delicious.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what it's called. It's like a little ramshackle. No?
You get me back over to the St. Pete side immediately.
Oh, we got to call and get a reservation.
Immediately.
No, there's a great little seafood restaurant.
That'll be nice after. That'll be protein for your aching bones.
Oh.
By the way, are they going to have a medic on standby?
Oh, yeah. It's a 10K.
What do you need a medic for?
Well, what if John gets up to the top? He can't take it anymore.
I'm going to make it my goal in life to beat you in this race, Seth.
Oh, please, John. You could leave right now, and by March 4th, I guess.
I mean, I think you're a little too confident in yourself.
Well, I mean, you said you've never done a K before, right?
Well, that's fine, but...
I did a K over the weekend.
Well, you better keep doing more, because I'm coming for you, big boy.
So this is a race now.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a race until Seth had to pick up his tone, his rhetoric.
I thought our goal was, like, just to complete.
No.
Well, that was a few minutes ago.
We've gone from complete to compete.
How did I pick up Rhetoric? You said you would beat me. You said you would make it your goal to beat me.
After you asked if there would be a medic on standby because you thought I was going to die.
Oh.
Well, not you, but just anybody.
No, you said me specifically.
Well, I was trying to give a good example of someone in the room.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what's
true. Remember that.
I don't know. You want to go around the building right now?
No, I'm not ready for that. I have my phone.
No, he's got a train.
Yeah.
Plus, there's the Christmas party tonight.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt yourself before the party.
Are you backing him in the K? You're backing him in the 10K?
Emotionally, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm supporting you. I would love for you to beat Seth Kushner, but I'm not putting any money on it. But I mean, I could train you. I could be your Mickey.
Why are you looking at me like that, John?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's going to own you.
I'm not Carl Lewis. I'm just, I run, I bike, I can do this.
Okay.
It's not the K, it's the going up the skyway that gets me.
That's right. You might be paralyzed with fear, and then he can like go right past
but
you.
But physically, I can do it. Mentally, I am breaking down because I'm very weak.
Right. So, you know, you have to do both physical and mental.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You got time to pull it together. Yeah. I think you should give it a practice run, though.
Yeah, like...
Like driver? Or just...
No. Well, whatever you got to do.
Oh, I can't face the skyway until it's game day.
Oh, man.
Bad luck?
I can't do it. I have to face it head on that day, March 4th.
All right. And did you say you're not Carl Lewis? That's weird because I wonder why I have this audio for you.
He's gonna know his limitations. Carl Lewis apparently didn't see the movie. If his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner prior to the Nets Bulls game last night is any indication, as a public service, we present now only excerpts. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
All right, are we all ready?
Carl Lewis, everybody.
Here we go. Oh, say can you see, and the Rockets red flag. Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free. Oof.
is that what people remember from Carl Lewis, you think?
Yeah.
No.
He barely remembers he's a track star.
No, he was one of the most decorated track and field athletes ever.
National anthem, bro.
Nah.
727-579-1025.
Is it him who had the gold shoes or Michael Johnson?
That was Michael Johnson. Okay. Yeah.
Drew Graba Live, hello.
Johnny?
Yes?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's good? Oh, and this is Drew. Who's this? Hello? Oh, I guess I want to talk to Johnny.
Johnny B or just his friend Johnny?
I don't know.
Nobody calls me Johnny.
I was going to say, there's probably nobody that calls you Johnny.
He might have thought.
You're Johnny.
All right, so we're all in? We're all in for this? Let's do it. Why are you laughing, John?
I'm excited. Prove you wrong. Mm-hmm. It's about time.
That what? You start running? Or what, that you prove me wrong?
Both.
All right. Well, those salt baths and resistant bands aren't going to help you run the 6.2.
I'm going to start running with Drew every morning, January 1st.
My man Terry, who drums for the Embry Brothers, he and I played golf over the weekend at the Charlie Daniels thing. He said, we couldn't even finish our round of golf. How are you going to run a 10K?
That's your trainer, John.
That's a good point, Terry.
You know what? I don't know if he has any interest, but I want to pull out the big guns. I want to reach out to see if Galvin can help me out a little bit with my form.
He could definitely do that.
He's running marathons on the reg.
He's captain runner.
You think that poor form is going to be what holds you back on this thing?
No, I think there's a lot of things that I need to figure out. Probably some new shoes.
Oh, he already got your shoes.
Yeah, gotta be the shoes.
He tweeted me a picture of the shoes. It would be nice if they did have skates on the bottom.
What are those called? The Heelys?
Yeah.
He tweeted him a pair of Heelys. They're pink, and they've got the roller skates on the bottom.
Whatever advantage you need, I'd use it.
I like the pink, too. I think it's a good color for you. It really brings out the flecks of gray in your eyes.
I would say Galvin should do it with us, but he'll
be. Oh, yeah. Run your market, set, go. All right, Galvin's done.
Yeah, he runs circles around us, too.
Yeah, he'd be all mad at us.
Yeah, he would be. Maybe he'd be calling me names on the bridge to motivate me.
Yeah, like Arlie Ermey in Full Metal Jacket. Come on, you maggot, run it! You know, and you're like, I don't want to run it. Run it, you maggot!
You know, Seth, if you walk as close to the middle of the bridge, you might not be able to see to your left or right to know how high you are. And you're just walking and talking. We're just talking.
Yep. Not even looking over the side.
Yeah, we're just talking. And before you know it, hey, Seth, we're done.
Yep.
That was crazy. I was just on the top of a mountain a week ago, and it didn't freak me out as much as the Skyway does.
That's different.
Mountains are way scarier. They have mountain lions. There are no Skyway lions.
It's true. There's no mountain lions at Red Rocks.
That's the last thing we need.
They get Skyway cougars. So
Bridge cougars.
That was a fun 10K. All right. We're going to come back and tell you how a logo for an ice cream company landed this company in a lot of trouble, and it's going to kind of, segue, if you will, into animals with sexy booties. Next on Drew Garabo Live. First, I'll tell you about Yuengling, though, because Yuengling is my favorite beer. I know I'll need to refresh with some of that. Hydrate, if you will, if we do our 10K run. Stop after 2K. You know, sip a nice Yuengling. I don't want to say pound because they're to be enjoyed, not slammed. Sip on a Yuengling. Keep hydrating. In fact, I might just run up and down that bridge with a Yuengling Light in my hand. Only 99 calories, keeping me hydrated all the way. And that unmistakable classic Yuengling lager taste. Yuengling has been making beer in America for centuries now. They are the oldest brewery in America. They have two breweries in their home state of Pennsylvania, one brewery right here in Tampa Bay, and you're more than welcome to take a tour of it 6 days a week to see all of the ins and outs on how that fine beer gets from brewery to you. Yingling, it's the only beer I drink. If you see me at Pin Chasers on a Wednesday night, I'll have a Yingling in my hand. See me out anywhere with a Yingling, just say, Drew Garabo, how about you share that delicious taste with me? I'll say, this one's mine, but let's go to the bar and put one on my tab for you, because there are a few things I enjoy more than turning people on to the unique, unmistakable taste of Yingling. Black and Tan goes great with the cold snap that we're allegedly going to get towards the end of the week. So quaff one or two of those while you're watching some football this weekend, would you?
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. Every morning, 6 to 10 a.m., it's the Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio. Now, another traffic update.
Brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. In Hillsborough County, an earlier accident northbound Del Mabry at Fletcher Avenue, all cleared up, but still seeing some big delays all the way back to Gun Highway. Searching for the perfect stocking stuffer? Let Exergen help. The temporal scanner thermometer is compact, accurate, and will come in handy with the holiday colds. Available at a retailer near you. I'm Monica from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Stingray Chevrolet.
Savvy buyers know that the last month of the year is bargain time. And that's especially true at Stingray during our